I mean, sometimes we tend to group people and assume that they have opinions, especially on issues of public policy, that are monolithic. And that's not true of any large group of people. There's always some diversity of opinion, particularly when it comes to the choices that we make together as members of a religiously pluralistic state and a religiously pluralistic country. And there are some, I suppose, who would like to pretend that we are not living in a religiously pluralistic state. But the fact of the matter is that we are. And in order to maintain that balance of social unity, we have to find a way forward from time to time, even when it appears that some of the most basic principles of our founding, like religious liberty and individual protection of rights equally under the law, tend to overlap. But the way forward is always to be found in the equal protection of the freedom of all. That's how we've always moved forward. And that's how American Catholics have resolved important pressing issues in the past, with the realization that every person is created with a human dignity, and that dignity must be protected equally under the law. That is not to say that we believe that any religion should have to check in by any means with the state before they decide to define, in the Catholic Church's, from their standpoint, in the definition of sacraments. That's not government's business. We don't want government to define sacraments. But we do expect our government to defend rights equally under the law. And that's what this bill does, while also very, very explicitly protecting the religious liberty upon which this state and this country was founded.